Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are live this week. I appreciate everybody. Last week, I took the day off so I could spend Easter with my family. The 6 and a 4-year-old, they're really excited about Easter. And I wanted to be able to enjoy that with them, right? They only grow up and they're only that age once. So I took last week to enjoy the family, so I appreciate everybody. But we are back live today, so hopefully we can get back into the garden and enjoy what Mother Nature has for us. It's starting to warm up a bit comparatively, right? We've had some crazy, I don't know, the weather's just been insane, in my opinion. But we're still starting to warm up. Looking like a decent day today and tomorrow. Possible rain Tuesday. But the temperatures are still fluctuating a bunch. And when I say fluctuating, I mean from the daytime to nighttime temperatures. And there's almost a 20 degree change on most days. It doesn't look like a frost in the future here, but you know, I would not rule it out. I believe we had one earlier this week. You know, you just walk out and there's that frost. And so we're still not ready for our, to put out those vegetables that are not cold tolerant and not, we're not looking to put the, you know, some of those annuals out, those types of things. We're still waiting, but we are in the time where we can put some of that cold hardy stuff. We can be putting out your trees and shrubs. We can start to be putting down the grass seed, the preventers, you know, the crabgrass preventers, those things. And that's been a couple weeks at this point, but we're still there. We're definitely, soil temperatures, outdoor temperatures during the day are there, and we're doing well. We're really getting there. So we look forward to the spring season that is finally here. But maybe today's a good day to get out there and enjoy the garden. Go to a local garden center. See what you can find. See what you can get for this season. Get some ideas going. You know, those are the types of things that we love to do on a spring morning, spring day. To get back out and enjoy the garden. So definitely, you know, if you have some questions, call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're back live today, so I appreciate the, you know, the emails that I got wondering, you know, everything okay. But everything's good. Just got to enjoy some Easter time with the family. Thank you for following up. Anyways, we are about a month away from the last frost, right? So what does that mean for us? Well, that means we should not be putting out any annuals at this point. We should not be putting out, you know, our non-cold tolerant vegetables like your tomatoes, your eggplants, your peppers, those types of things, right? We're not ready to be putting those out because there's still a chance that we get hit with a frost all the way up until, you know, close to the end of May. So anywhere between May 20th and May 30th, about that time, either one of those time frames, right? That's really about the last time that a frost will hit us. So we still got some time. So, you know, even some of the plants that we've started indoors, maybe they're getting a little bit bigger, right? Because we started them last month. But still got to stay inside. You know, we can maybe start bringing them outside during the warm days, but they're going to have to come back in for night, especially if there's some frost on the horizon. So just keep your eyes open with that, and be safe. You know, like I said, there's, you know, some fluctuation in temperatures. We're looking at 60s during the day and then, you know, 39, 40 at night. And so that's where, you know, the 20 degree change can actually affect your production of your fruit on your vegetables and do a lot of different things. So that's why we're waiting. So I'd love for you to, you know, keep your plants indoors the best you can so that we can, you know, be successful this season. That's the big thing, is thinking ahead, saying, all right, I've got the whole season ahead of me. Another couple weeks is not going to kill me. So just keep your eye out for the temperatures to really make that change, because we're just not there yet. I know it's warm and it's getting exciting, but we're not there yet. Anyways, what else can we start to do? You know, if you haven't put the crabgrass control down, definitely time to be putting it down, right? Our forsythias are in full bloom. You know, the forsythias have been in full bloom for probably a couple weeks at this point, at least in the northern part of Massachusetts. And as you go more north, I'm sure it's a little bit shorter. You know, I still look at the soil temperatures. And when you go into not that far into Maine, and, you know, I wouldn't call it southern New Hampshire, but parts of it in Vermont are still cold temperatures in the soil, which means they're a little bit further behind. We were up in York, Maine Thursday, and we were starting to see some things come alive. So, you know, that is... they're a little bit further behind. You're not seeing, you know, your forsythias in full bloom. So you still got a little bit of time with that, but your temperatures are warming up as well. So, you know, the Cape, further down Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, all those areas, soil temperatures are perfect for everything we're looking to do. If you're looking to prevent, you can use the crabgrass preventer. If you're looking to start seed, getting seed ready, the soil temperatures have warmed up enough where they're going to be able to keep the growing degree days in a row to keep growing the way you want them to grow. So spring is really upon us. So we can get started, get excited for these things to do. So like I said, we can start growing some grass, right? So let's think about it. Are we doing a total renovation? Are we doing, you know, just a overseed? What are we looking to do this year? And make that decision. You know, sometimes you're saying, well, you know, I have too much of a weed issue. I just can't do it right now. Not the case. There's still products out there that will allow you to prevent those weeds, prevent the crabgrass, and still grass, grow grass. So there's some products out there that are going to say right on it, they are a crabgrass preventer and seed starter. So make sure, if you're looking to prevent crabgrass this spring and still grow grass seed, or grass, not you're not growing, you're growing the grass seed, but you get the idea. That's the product you're looking for. A crabgrass preventer with a starter fertilizer. So you can do both. We can talk about that and more as the show goes on. So give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. Give us that call, and we'll be back in a few.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not hide, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're just getting started today. So welcome to those who are joining us. I appreciate you listening to us. So, we're going to be here for another 3.5 hours. We're already just about a half hour in. So definitely join us to enjoy some of the stuff we're going to be doing in the garden at this time. Now, you know, we talked about grass seed outside. We talked about using a crabgrass preventer. If you're worried about crabgrass, right? No, if you're not worried about crabgrass, still look to use a starter fertilizer versus nothing. Or using, you know, just a regular fertilizer. Because that starter fertilizer is going to get your grass growing and started off on the right foot. The fertilization, if you look at the nutrients that are in there of what the levels are in, they're usually very high in the middle number. I wouldn't say very high because if you're looking at like a superphosphate, it's a little higher, and we're not looking for that for a starter fertilizer. But it's usually like a 10, 18, 10, or something along those lines. And, you know, we need to use that to help develop your roots on your grass. Now, the better developed your root system is, the better developed your lawn is, right? We know that when it comes to growing our plants, etc. But at the same time, the more you develop those roots, it's also going to help you with the development of longer term beneficial growth, so that it's almost disease resistant. Not completely, because those things do happen still, but the stronger and healthier a root system is, the less likely it's going to have issues, right? So that's why we want to start right with a fertilization program, so that it is done correctly and helps feed the roots to allow them to grow the right way. What else do we need to do to start it off, right? So it's not just about the fertilization. It's also about, the water, right? So what's important when it comes to watering the lawn? How much do we need? And you've probably heard me discuss it, but I'm going to discuss it again because it is that important. When we're watering and establishing a lawn, we're looking to put at least 2 inches of water per week. So 2 inches of water per week. Now, we've had a lot of rain the past couple months, I'd say here. We've had a lot of precipitation, right? And you might say, well, it's raining a lot. I'm fine there. Well, not necessarily. The one thing I have learned in years in this industry, and just years really in general, is you can't rely on Mother Nature when it comes to watering your plants, your lawn, your garden, all those things. Just because they say it's going to rain doesn't necessarily mean it's going to rain. So we focus on making sure that no matter what, it gets those 2 inches of rain. Now, yes, that, you can count the rain that is out there, but the majority of times you've got to rely on yourself and say, all right, I have put 2 inches of rain down, of water down. Now, how do you do that? How do you find that? Well, there's easy ways, right? One way, get a rain gauge. See how much rain is coming down in those areas when you water. The other, a tuna fish can. I'll explain how to do that and more on the other side of the break. But give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
This summer, don't let the ground feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian forces attempted to storm a steel plant in Mariupol. It's part of the Kremlin's plan to try and crush the last bit of resistance in the southern port city, as it claimed the plant is the last part of the city that has not been captured. Officials claim Russia has fired at least 6 cruise missiles at another port city, Odessa, killing 5 people. The Kremlin, meanwhile, is doing what it can to blunt the effects of economic sanctions on Russia. Measures include an interest rate hike as high as 20% and forcing businesses to convert their profits to rubles. That made Russian President Vladimir Putin confident enough this week to proclaim that a, quote, blitzkrieg of sanctions from the West has not worked. Despite the proclamation, Russia is enduring its worst bout of inflation in 20 years, and some companies in the country have been forced to shut down. Wall Street slumping for another week, the Dow dropped nearly 2%. This is USA Radio News. Ahead of a presidential runoff election in France, President Emmanuel Macron has the lead over his rival Marine Le Pen. A victory for him would mean he would be the first French president in two decades to win a second term. Opinion polls on him winning range in margin from 6 to 15%. The civil trial in the case of a murdered University of Virginia lacrosse player is set to go on Monday. Yardley Love was killed more than a decade ago by her estranged boyfriend, George Hughley. Hughley is now halfway through his 23-year prison sentence. The civil suit, filed by Love's mother, is seeking more than $30 million in damages. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was hostile during her testimony during a hearing on Friday on whether she is eligible to run for re-election. Using a rarely used section of the 14th Amendment, voters in her district said that Greene helped facilitate the January 6th insurrection that disrupted the certification of Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 election. Georgia's Secretary of State will make the ultimate decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were discussing a bit in regards to, watering the lawn during the season and watering the garden and how much you're going to get there, right? So I mentioned, rain gauges, nice and easy. Those are nice and easy to use because they'll tell you exactly how much that is, been used. But that being said, other ways to do it, household items, if you will, of how to really get to figure out how much rain is coming per week or how much water you're putting in the garden. So, easy one, tuna fish can. Tuna fish can is an inch tall. You can put that out in the garden, water like you normally would, and then be able to tell how much is being used by saying, all right, I spent a half hour watering and that tuna fish can filled in that half hour. It took a half hour to fill. So I know that I need to water or have some sort of water in the garden for an hour to get 2 inches of water per week. So simple, easy math, right? Then you can break it down. How do you break it down? Well, you can break it down in any way you would like. Do you want it to be, all at once? That would be all right. We're looking more to break it up a little bit, maybe a couple times during the week. So if you have a sprinkler system, what does that mean for you? How do you, how do you kind of measure it and say, all right, this is what I need to do? Well, a lot of times sprinkler systems, the least amount that you can put it on is about 15 minutes, right? So 15 minutes of time can be put on to your timer. So from there, you're going to need to water at least 8 times, right? So 8 times 15 is going to be 120, which is 2 hours. So perfect. Or you could break it down a little bit more. Maybe it's a half hour at a time. Because we know that when we're watering our plants, they don't want to be watered partially, right? So we want to make sure it's a good soaking. So that when you do water, it's not like you're just getting by to the next watering. You know, our lawn doesn't want to be stressed out. So it doesn't want to, you know, have to wait for the next watering. It can, but the idea is that we get it so that it can thrive, and when the next watering comes, it's, you know, no big deal. So if you notice on the lawn that the 15 minutes you're doing maybe every other day, your lawn is drying out, then you got to look at it and say, maybe I should do a little bit longer so that I'm not affecting the long-term effects of the lawn. Because drying out is just as big of an issue for the lawn as, you know, being in a drought. Right? So the difference, right? Being in a drought, there's no water, so it can't pull anything. Drying out in between and not having enough is basically like getting you to the break of dehydration, then drinking water, you get better. And then the next time it's easier to get to dehydration because you've already been dehydrated, right? So it takes a little bit less time. But then you water again, it brings it back, but it's already weak. So it gets there easier and quicker, right? So that's why, you know, having a regimented time and figuring out what you need to do is so important when it comes to watering. If you want to be successful in your lawn, it's not just your lawn, right? It's your garden, your trees, your shrubs, etc. So watering is a huge thing. Probably one of the number one things when it comes to gardening. You know, knowing the plants, knowing all those things is huge. But how to water is a big one as well. So, you know, it's one of those things where when I was young, I had to be taught how to water. You have to learn how to water. It sounds easy, right? Yeah, I just take a hose, I put it on here, and I go to the next one, that type of thing. That's not the case. You actually have to slow down, think about it, and look to it. You know, when I was working out in the yard in a garden center, the new hires that would come in, you would have to actually show them, all right, so it's got a container. We want to fill it. We want to make sure it goes to the top. We don't want to overflow. We don't want to water the leaves. We don't want to water the branches. We want to water the soil. We're going to go through a row, and if they're really dry, which they shouldn't be, but if they've become very dry, we go through a row, and then we start over and get it a second time. And that's the same idea when we look at the lawn, right? Is we need to make sure we're watching. Does that 15 minutes, does the 30 minutes really get it soaked to where it needs to be? If you spread it out, so those 15-minute intervals, so 8 times in a week, right? Maybe it's once in the morning, once in the afternoon, 4 times a week. Is it getting to the next time that it needs to be watered? Right? So Monday to Wednesday, does it dry out in between? So then we got to look at it. If it does dry out, maybe it's we're not doing it 8 times. We're doing it 4 times all at once so that we can get those 30-minute deeper soaking. So less water, you know, the more... So more water, initially is better than less water more frequently. We want the lawn to be able to stay saturated and not dry out. Because drying out, like I said, can lead to weaker lawn. Now, you can fertilize all you want, but if you can't water and take care of it, it doesn't necessarily work out. So the fertilization program is you know, something that needs to be done too. But if you can't water at the same time, that's where some of the issues start to arise. So anyways, we can discuss this more. Any of your questions, just call us at 855-660-4261. We're going to be here for, you know, another little over 3 hours. We've got plenty of time for your gardening questions when it comes to, you know, the garden. We're really just getting started this spring. Spring has finally arrived. I mean, technically, it's been here for a while, but weather-wise, I'll tell you, we're finally there. We are definitely there. So let's enjoy it this year. Let's get out in the garden and do what we can to have fun, because that's really what gardening's about, right? Gardening is about, you know, what we can get from it, obviously, but it's about having fun at the same time, because being outside, I'll tell you, I have a lot of fun just being out there, enjoying the weather, enjoying the air, enjoying the garden, etc. So definitely, let's start thinking spring and getting excited for this season, because it is finally upon us. Still lots of rain out there, which is not a bad thing, right? I'd rather have it now. You know, the old saying, April showers bring May flowers. Well, let's hope that's the case. Because last year, right, we had our rain in July and August. It slowed down all of our production of our vegetables, etc. So hopefully this season is where we get a lot of that rain. We'll get it periodically during the summer. We don't get it all in July and August, so we can't enjoy the summer. But we get it early, then we can enjoy the garden, enjoy the yard, be able to just spend some time in the yard, because we know, hey, gas prices keep going up, planes keep getting, you know, flights keep getting canceled, and the cost to go somewhere just keeps going up. So enjoy your home garden this year. Doing a staycation. We've been getting used to those with some of the, you know, with the pandemic the past couple of years, right? We haven't been getting out as much. But this year, look at it and say, all right, well, you know what? Maybe I'll spend some more time at home. Maybe I'll do some planning now to be able to enjoy that yard out there. You know, get the lawn done so you can just go sit out there and enjoy it, right? You know, maybe it's learning how to get the right cut in the lawn to get those lines the right way, a little design. Right? You see all those ads all over the place, the perfect lines in the yard. Hey, maybe your dream to make Fenway Park's grass your front yard. Have at it, right? I mean, nobody wants Yankee Stadium grass, but we want Fenway Park grass. So look for that, right? So that's a thought to be doing, but staying home this summer is probably what's going to be on the horizon just based on pricing out there. Obviously, a lot of us are going to go away. That's just what happens. But remember, if you take care of your yard now, take care of the garden, you'll be able to enjoy it if you're staying home. You know, it won't be a chore. It won't be stressful to take care of during the summer, another thing to do while you're there. You'll just be able to enjoy it if we do some of those things now. So what else can we be doing? Well, you know, the Red Sox are back in Boston. So what does that mean? Time to prune the roses, if you haven't already. Make sure you're cleaning them up. Getting some of the dead and damaged. Getting some of the branches that, you know, might be some cross branches. You're going to start to see some growth on them already. So if you're doing some pruning, cut right above some of those new sprouts that are coming out of the branching. Check there, right? Those are some things that you should be doing right now, getting those roses ready for the year. Like my father said, when the Red Sox came back to Boston, that meant time to prune the roses. So that's something to be thinking about. If you haven't done it already, we definitely want you to do that now. What else? Let's prune up some of those fruit trees. Get some of the cross branches. Get some of the sucker growth out. Get some of the other areas taken care of on the fruit trees, right? You know, when they're young, thinning them out a bit so we can get that long-term structure built the way we want to. That's part of it. Those are the things we do. So, we can talk about all of this as the show goes on and your questions. I know it's sun's starting to peek out. It's a little bit cloudy in the area, so not time to really get up yet. But we're here for you with answers to your questions. So call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9-pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are really just getting started for the day. So, join us. If you have some questions, definitely see how we can help you. Right? So again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. One more time, 855-660-4261. And, like I said, sun's starting to come out, but it's really mostly cloudy. It's a nice, easier day. So you're not getting, too much sun out there to do some work in the garden. Get some things done, some cleanup. Yesterday was a great day to do that. I was mentioning watering and how much and, how we need to rely on ourselves, not just Mother Nature when it comes to the rain. Now, yesterday, you look outside and you see at one point, it was dark out there, right? And you're thinking, oh, rain's going to be hitting us. You look at the weather, you look at the radar, looks like rain's coming at us. So, that happens during the summer. You look at it, you say, oh, it's going to rain. I don't need to water. Well, it didn't rain at my house yesterday. It looked like it was going to. Like it was just headed right towards us. It never hit us. So, thankfully, you don't have a lot going on outside. But I bring this up because we can't just rely on Mother Nature. We can't just look at it. We look outside, it's dark. We look at the radar, it says it's going to rain. Just because it says it's going to rain doesn't necessarily mean it. Right? It broke up a little bit. It moved a little bit to the north of us. So we didn't get the water that we were expecting. That's what happens, right? So it's things that need to be thought about ahead of time. Just because it says it's going to rain doesn't mean you don't water. Now, if you know that it's, you know, you, the way the storm is tracking, the radar is there showing that it's hitting you, there it is. You know, you don't need to. But we need to just also think for ourselves when it comes to watering, right? So it doesn't always happen. I remember as a kid, you know, always thinking when my father would tell me to go water, knowing it's going to rain, right? Thinking, ah, I know everything. I'm a kid. I know it. But then it wouldn't rain. And so him saying you got to get out there and water prior is definitely something that we need to do. Anyways, we have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. So Nathan, who's up first today?
John is in Wrentham.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. What I'm calling about is I got a little herb garden for Christmas.
Yep.
And it's a hydroponic system.
Okay.
And what you do is you drop little pods in, and you fill it up with water, and then you turn it on, and it will run the water through the pods. And it has a grow light on top, and you start it off low, and then as it grows, it gets higher, you can raise the lamp. And the thing's growing like crazy now. I got kale, basil, thyme, and mint. And I was wondering if you know if there's a way to take those pods out and get them out into the yard. Because they said they're only good for 3 or 4 months in the hydroponic thing.
Yeah, so you know, you'll be able to get those outside. On there, some of them not yet. You said you had kale?
So, basil, thyme, mint, and basil, thyme, mint, and dill. That's the other one.
A dill, okay.
And they're just herbs.
Okay.
I'm thinking, do I put them in pots first and get well rooted and then put them in the ground?
Well, so with a hydroponic system, they can get well rooted very easily, okay? So it would be something I would go directly into the ground when it comes time. But we're not there yet. I want you to wait a little bit of time because of possibility of frosts in the future. We have up until the end of May. Now,
okay.
I'm going to hit a break, and I want to go over a little bit more with you so we can get it the right way. Hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, we'll answer those questions. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.